This is Apollo Saturn launch control at T-minus 5 hours, 19 minutes, and counting. We're proceeding on our countdown satisfactorily at this time for the Apollo 12 mission. At this point in the count, one of the major highlights of the final portion of the countdown, the overall propellant loading of the three stages of the Saturn V launch vehicle is still in progress at this time. At this point, we have just completed the full load of liquid oxygen to all three stages. We started earlier this morning loading first the third stage. Actually, we load the liquid oxygen from top to bottom. First, third stage, then second stage, and we just had a report a few moments ago from the test supervisor and the launch vehicle test conductor that we had completed the loading of some more than 348,000 gallons alone of liquid oxygen into the first stage of the Saturn V space vehicle. Coming up shortly, we'll begin the loading of the hydrogen fuel aboard the second and third stages. This is the final phase of the propellant loading. Overall, we'll probably be loading close to 750,000 gallons of liquid oxygen and hydrogen aboard the Saturn V during this portion of the count. The prime crew for the Apollo 12 mission, astronauts Pete Conrad, Richard Gordon, and Alan Bean, still should be asleep in the crew quarters at this time. According to the countdown, they'll be awakened just about an hour from this time. The countdown has proceeded generally satisfactorily since we resumed at 1:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time this morning. One minor problem did develop. It was concerned with some ground support equipment located in the mobile launcher at the pad. A short while ago, it was necessary to send three crewmen to the launch pad inside the mobile launcher deck to change a printed circuit card inside the mobile launcher. This printed circuit card is used in combination with other ground support equipment to send test programs to the flight control computer in the instrument unit aboard the Saturn V. We determined from here in the control center that we had a faulty printed circuit card. Whether it was cracked or what the difficulty was is not known at this time. However, this printed circuit card has been replaced, and we are now in a position to continue our checks throughout the remainder of the countdown of the flight control computer. To repeat, this was strictly a ground support problem. It was not concerned with onboard flight equipment. This printed circuit card, used in association with other techniques, with inside, as far as our ground control is concerned, to interrogate the flight computer and the gyros in the instrument unit. We changed the card. The crewman reported that all was well. They have left the launch pad, and we are proceeding. Now coming up on 5 hours, 16 minutes, we're still aiming toward our planned liftoff of 11:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Weather is go. The weather prediction is go for a launch attempt this morning as far as winds are concerned and the various launch parameters required for this flight. 5 hours, 15 minutes, 43 seconds and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control.